Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 40, verses 1 through 23. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A continuation of the reading from Genesis chapter 40. Sometime after this, a cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody. And one night they both dreamed, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw that they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in custody in his master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, there was a vine before me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand as formerly, when you were his cupbearer. Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream. There were 3 cake baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there were all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating it out of the basket on my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation. The 3 baskets are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you." On the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of his chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to him. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These are the darkest days of Joseph's captivity. He's been 11 years as a slave and a prisoner in Egypt. He finds himself cast into the pit with Pharaoh's other prisoners for, as the poet says, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." But he prospers there because the hand of the Lord is upon him. Pharaoh, being unhappy with his cupbearer and chief baker, has thrown them into his pit. And those two prisoners have dreams, those really strange and lifelike dreams that stick with you all day. They afflict us even. Joseph is very familiar with dreams, though, remember, and he offers to give their meaning from God. You know how it goes. In 3 days, the cupbearer will be restored to Pharaoh's service. The baker will be publicly executed. Joseph reminds the cupbearer on the way out, "Don't forget about me." And you can see the cupbearer nod and go, "Don't worry, I won't forget you," as he skips out the door. But the cupbearer does forget him. Is that not how it goes with weak sinners? We are so full of good intentions, we are full of promises, we begin well, but continually trail off with the good unfinished. We see our neighbor's need and we walk by mouthing words of thoughts and prayers, but really never getting to either. Our thoughts are always on ourselves. Joseph is left in his prison. His glimmer of hope for release is extinguished. His expectations are dashed on the rock of reality. He will remain in the gloom of that pit for 2 more years. He has gone from a beloved and favored son to a slave, now to prisoner, and now to utterly forgotten. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in his anger shut up his compassion? I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. The forgotten and the destitute litter the pages of the scriptures. Despair and loneliness are their daily prison. Our world isn't any different, is it? Our sin separates us from God and from each other. Our hearts grow hard toward each other. We strive against each other. We won't help the lonely, the homebound, or the ill because they take time. Yet along with them, we cry to God for help. We are callous and unfeeling toward our fellow prisoners. If not quite that hard-hearted, we still forget them as we muddle along. But the Lord says, the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. The Lord is not as we are, and for that we give thanks. His countenance is always turned toward sinners with mercy. He, knowing our separation and our loneliness, sent his only begotten to be our Savior. Jesus, eternally in communion with the Father and the Spirit from all eternity, is lifted up, suspended between heaven and earth, to draw us to himself. There he knew loneliness and destitution and forsakenness. My God, he prayed. On that cross, he humbled himself to die, to atone for our guilt and our shame, our callousness, our anger, and the hatreds of 1,000 shades that we bear. He has broken death. He is the ladder between God and man. He has broken down the separation forever. Your thoughts and feelings in your lives may tell you that you are forgotten, that no one pays attention to you. The world seems to delight in that, just going on its way, grinding people under its feet. I urge you to look to the cross. There you see that you are not forgotten, not forsaken, not destitute. There you see the will of God toward you. There is your forgiveness, your rescue, your atonement, your being lifted up out of the pit. Joseph, contrary to his thoughts, was not forgotten. You are not forgotten. Remember, God sets the forgotten and the desolate, the lonely, into his family. All those who know the difficulty and pain of being alone, those who can't find a spouse, the widowed, the lonely, those who are far from family, those who feel unloved, the friendless, he tenderly invites to be with himself. He bathes them in his waters. He washes the grime of sin and shame and guilt off of them. He seats us at his table, feeds us with his bread of life, always speaking words of comfort, for he is the one, the only one, who purely loves the forgotten. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we serve our neighbor with love and mercy, we are reminding them that God has not forgotten them, but that he loves them in Jesus Christ, his Son. And as we serve others, the Spirit also reminds us that we are not forgotten, for he gives us his gifts that flow from his holy altar. And from those gifts, we are always reminded that we are not left alone. But for the sake of chapel, we leave Joseph in prison today. He languishes there, seemingly forgotten. He waits for release from his prison, and he will wait 2 more years, out of sight, out of everyone's mind, except the one who does not forget. Joseph will have his resurrection from the dread pit of the prison. He will be lifted up to the right hand of Pharaoh. But at this point, he has no idea how it's going to go. And yet, his hope is in the Lord. So he will wait those two more years, thinking that that cupbearer forgot him. And he will live with disappointments, but he will not live without hope. You, like him, wait for your release, your resurrection, your new life with Jesus. Lift up your heads. Unlike Joseph, you do not know what the Lord Jesus intends for you, but you do know of his forgiveness, his deliverance, and the resurrection from the dead. Yours is a living and an active hope. You are not forgotten. You are well known to the Lord. Hear him. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So we pray, along with Joseph and all the other forgotten, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.